Good evening and welcome to Checking In with Joanna, the show that's all about you. We're live this evening and we are coming live from Stone Harbor, New Jersey. We are having a great time as we're with the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, and we just got finished speaking to the guests of Stone Harbor, the residents of Stone Harbor, and we had a fantastic time talking about wellness, talking about health and fitness and how important it is to work out together in a strong community. Is a fit community. So I am Madam Olympian, four-time Olympian, and I'm a motivational speaker, and I love to talk and to empower, to encourage. And I will say that I had a great time this evening. I got here earlier, and we were able to talk, and I met with some students over at Middle Township High School, and we talked to the track and field team, and we had a wonderful time. The kids were engaging. They were appreciative, and I enjoyed being here. Remember, today we have no calls. No calls today. Basically, you can listen, and we have a live show. We're coming in live from the Reeves at Shelter Haven. That's in Stone Harbor, New Jersey, way down south Jersey. But no matter where I am, I always say it's about fitness, health, wellness, and empowering people to be the best that they can be. We have different guests on today from the Stone Harbor community, and I look forward to speaking with them, and we have a great show in store for you. Something different on Checking In with Joetta. We always do different things, but just because it's different doesn't mean it's not going to be good. So pay attention, learn, and I look forward to speaking to the guests and residents of Stone Harbor. And you can also tweet some questions to us if you have something that you want to ask. And I look forward to speaking to the guests that we have on the show shortly. In the meantime, you stay tuned here on Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Hello and welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We're live this evening and I look forward to talking to you about what I did. You know, it was a wonderful day, nice and sunny, and temperatures were up in the high 70s, and that made for a great day. I was down in Stone Harbor at the Reeds at Shelter Haven Hotel, and it's a beautiful property, and we will talk to the general manager of the property a little bit later on. But right now, we have with us Miranda Duca. She is the Stone Harbor Recreation Director, and she has been the force behind the Stone Harbor's Mayor's Wellness Campaign. It was an event that went from February 18th to May 6th. And yours truly, Madam Olympian, was the keynote speaker this evening and had a wonderful time. I spoke to the students earlier today over at Middle Township High School, and we had a great conversation. I talked about being the best that they could be. I also talked about not being an Olympic champion, but being the champion of their lives, and we had very engaging questions. And so often we hear about our students and how they're not doing a great job and how they just don't want to learn and they don't want to listen to seniors and to the leaders of the community, but not in this case. The children were very engaging. They had positive questions. And I think that we're going to see something positive from them as they move forward through their lives. But right now, I'm here with Miranda Duca. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you.
Thank you so much for having me. Today was such a great event.
Well, what made the event great was that you have been working with the event. I always say that it takes someone that is real instrumental or real influential and someone that has a lot of energy and passion, and you definitely have all of that. I saw it firsthand. So, Miranda, just tell me a little bit about the Mayor's Wellness Campaign and how you got involved in having Stone Harbor part of this fantastic campaign.
Sure. So our mayor, Mayor Suzanne Walters, was the president of the New Jersey League of Municipalities in 2014. I was fortunate enough to go to the conference that was held in November, and I came across an organization, the New Jersey Healthcare Quality Institute, and they have an initiative within all of the municipalities in New Jersey called the Mayor's Wellness Campaign. So, of course, it immediately caught my eye. And it was something that I had been toying with, the idea of bringing something of that nature to our town. So it was just a matter of communicating with the mayor's wellness campaign and seeing how we can adapt a program like the other towns have done. So with that, we kind of took the ball and ran with it. And of course, it's not just solely done by one person. The team had been comprised of community residents, mayor, council members. We had such a wonderful group of business owners willing to dedicate time, resources, and energy into putting this program together for us. So what we were able to do was to offer a free 10-week wellness campaign for all of our community residents. We gave them the opportunity to listen to Wellness Wednesday lectures. And we were teamed up with Cape Regional Health System, who supplied us with speakers from anything from stress management to injury prevention to holistic methods to healing. So we were able to educate our participants not only, you know, with physical activity, but in mental. So then we also encouraged them through fitness activities to go on walks with the mayor every Thursday, and other community leaders led them as well, which was wonderful. So you can get a little bit of knowledge about the town while you're engaging in a fitness activity. And going back to the scorecards, we also, not necessarily required, but encouraged them to partake in two other fitness activities per week. Some of those days were possibly shoveling snow. We counted them as credits towards their tracking their steps. We also gave them free passes to local businesses, including gyms, wellness studios, and even a nutritional consultation. So with that, our participants were able to try new classes that they hadn't tried before, meet new friends, try new gyms, and just, you know, see all the options that our community, community offers.
So, you know, we're talking to Miranda Duca, and she is the recreation director at Stone Harbor. And you heard about the great things and the great programs that they had with this program here at Stone Harbor. One thing you heard her say is she talked about the great opportunities that they had here and the different programs, and also they had opportunity to walk with the mayor on Wednesday, and we will have the Honorable Mayor Susan Walters here a little bit later on. But Miranda, when you became part of the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, did you think that this program would make such an impact with the residents of Stone Harbor?
I did not, and I am so proud and so pleasantly surprised and, of course, humbled by the entire experience. We ended up having 104 residents register for this campaign. You know, going into it, we had about 80, and then after we had our kickoff, the word spread like wildfire, and we had 20-plus more people sign up for the program. So to see the effect that we have had in many different capacities within our residents is just, it's astounding. And I, again, am just so proud to be a part of the experience.
Now, before we continue on, if you can just give us a little background. When we talk about a recreation director, we don't normally think that you're going to have a program coupling with another organization. You decided to be involved with the Mayor's Wellness Campaign. For what reason? And you have other programs as well that you do during the year and in the summer months are the busiest times for you. So you have other programs as well. So two questions. One, do you think that the Mayor's Wellness Campaign will continue throughout the summer? And two, how did you get involved then in this program? What made you think that this program can make a truly difference in Stone Harbor and the neighboring town?
In our winter months, in the off season, we call it the shoulder season. So generally November through March is when a lot of our residents, they travel quite a bit because where we live is a very seasonal environment. So I thought it key to provide them with a free program to get them out and about, get them moving, expose them to new, whether it be exercises or just social activities, and, to make use of their time in the off season and the shoulder seasons, to keep them motivated and mentally sound. It's really tough when it's, snowy, icy cold days to increase your motivation. So this program allowed them and motivated them to come out and, be part of it.
And I spoke today, and we had a great audience. We had, it looked like, I would say, 100 people in the audience at least, and they were so excited, enthusiastic, and they came in pairs, some of them, husband, wife, girlfriends, sons, mothers, siblings. And the most important thing is that they wanted to do this together, and they knew that together they relied on each other, and together it would be a great program, not for only themselves, but for the community. I always say, strong mind, strong future, and that equals a strong body, strong mind equals a strong future. But here I would like to say, strong community, strong mind, strong body equals a strong future. And when you have a strong community, your future is bright. And definitely from the audience, you did have a great group of people that were enthusiastic. They came out when they could, and we had seasoned citizens. We had some that were younger. We had some teenagers in the audience. And so it was really a community event. What activity do you think that they got the most out of? So I want to say it's important to always work out and exercise, but sometimes you saw them gravitating maybe to a specific exercise. So what did you think that this group of people at Stone Harbor, what did you think they liked the most?
To be honest, I think it was Wellness Wednesdays. Our town is very active, of course, in the summer season. But what they don't get, the resources aren't there to get the education that they need to make them more aware and aware of their mental health, and how important it is. That it's all connected, your nutrition, your mental health, your physical activity. So the Wellness Wednesdays offering so many different topics was the key point to running this program.
So if you had to do something differently for next year, because I'm sure you're going to do it next year.
Absolutely.
You're going to have to sit down with your group and kind of regroup and revisit everything in a debriefing. But this is your first time doing it. And I looked at this enthusiastic group, and I don't know what you could do differently. I think next year you're going to have a lot more people involved. And I know as the recreation director, you now have to go into your money-making season, which your tourism is going to come down. Can you tell us what we can expect if you come back to Stone Harbor when the weather, as the weather breaks and as your tourists come back to this great city?
So in the summer months, we just want, the reason we brought you here, so we could motivate them enough so they adapt all that we have taught them within these 10 weeks and carry it on and, just have them adapt it into their everyday routines. We wanted to give them simple tips that they could really hold true to and not just become a fad. Of course, right after New Year's, it's very easy to fall short. But this time of the year, we're heading into the summer months, the weather is turning, they're more active, they're getting outside, they've got their pedometers on their belts, and they are motivated to track those steps. So I think they'll keep it going.
Oh, and I think that it's important for people listening to realize that, yes, the event was in Stone Harbor at the Great Hotel, which we were talking to the general manager at the Reeds at Shelter Haven. But you need to have partners. So if you don't mind talking about some of the partners that made this event come to fruition and make it successful as well.
So, of course, the Reeds, where we are located right now, the Reeds at Shelter Haven and Fred's Tavern offered healthy meal specials every week to keep our participants on track. So these special menus would offer the calorie counts and the breakdown of the nutritional values so they knew and could get educated of what they're putting into their bodies, what's good, what's bad, what they should be eating in moderation. So portion control. So the restaurants were instrumental in helping us with this. Some other partners that we joined up with in the community, of course, was Cape Regional Medical Center. Oliveri Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, and of course Sunshine Wellness Institute that offered our nutritional consultations. The local gyms and studios were Miracles Fitness, Island Aerobics, Muscle World Fitness, Shape Fitness and Wellness, Stone Harbor Yoga, and Surfside Fitness. They were just all, you know, bending over backwards to help our participants. They all offered free class passes so they could try either a new class or take a gym visit. And without that, we would not have been able to expose our participants to all of these new adventures.
And I think the people in the community should realize and continue to patronize these great sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when I looked at your list of sponsors, it was amazing the
mm-hmm.
number of sponsors you have for the first time around.
Right.
And I think as you move forward, you're going to definitely get
mm-hmm.
more sponsors because they make the event more successful, that people get more energized, and most importantly, you makes you look good.
Yeah.
Because that's really important. You put a lot of hard work in it, but if no one shows up,
right,
it doesn't work. But in this case, people showed up, sponsors showed up, I showed up, and you showed up with enthusiasm that I think that the whole town can kind of feed off of. And as you move forward to, as you say, your season, you're going to continue to do great programs. And you can visit the website, if you don't mind telling them the website, so they can visit to find out when they can come down, what they're offering during the summer, so they can get involved in the programs that you have at the Stone Harbor.
And our website is stoneharborrecreation.com. And just to add to what Joetta just said, it all stems from leadership, and our key is the leadership of our mayor, and she leads by example, and this would not be possible without her, so I would like to thank the mayor.
Well, with that said, I'd like to thank you for having the wisdom and foresight to come down. When we come back from this break, we're going to have the Honorable Mayor Suzanne Walters live with us. This is a live event, and we're down at the Reeds Shelter Haven Hotel, so I look forward to speaking to the mayor after this commercial break. And remember, there's no calls, and we're live from the Reeds at Shelter Haven. We'll be back after this break. Good evening and welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. I've had a great time today down in Stone Harbor. You just heard from Miranda Duca. She is the recreation director here, and she has been the spearhead behind the mayor's wellness campaign that they got involved in. It was a 10-week program from February 18th to May 6th, and we had over 100 people today here to hear me speak, and most importantly, to get some motivation as they finish up the last leg of their exercise period. Miranda mentioned that Wednesdays with the mayor was a very special day, and guess who we have live with us this evening? We have the mayor, the Honorable Mayor Suzanne Walters. She has been the mayor since 1997, so we're going to go back down memory lane and then come forward to 2015, and we're going to also just ask her also how the community was able to recover from the storm Sandy three years ago. So, Mayor Suzanne Walters, welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. And thank you for taking time out of your busy day to be part of this this evening.
Oh, thank you, Joetta. You were the absolutely perfect person to have to close out our Mayor's Wellness Campaign. You really inspired the people. I don't know what Miranda had to say, but we're in Ohio now, so we have to get back to New Jersey. So everybody's got to get their walking shoes on and get us back here.
Well, you know what? Before we get into the Mayor's Campaign, I want to ask you, as mayor, you've been mayor since 1997. You know, why do you think people continue to vote for you? And then also, what do you want to be your legacy here as mayor?
Well, thank you. I've been getting things done, which is why people continue to vote for me. It's in a beach community, a barrier island town, which we are. There are issues here, such as beach replenishment and back bay dredging, that need to be addressed, and they weren't being addressed prior to my running for office, which is why people asked me. I actually came out of the school board. I was on the school board for 11 years. So I was able to get things done there for our elementary school, and we needed to get somebody up to Trenton, talking with our legislators, getting it down to Washington, getting money for beach replenishment and back bay dredging, and that's what I've been able to do. And that really is sort of my legacy, that we never did beach replenishment prior to my becoming mayor, and Same with, we had done dredging, but not to the extent that we're doing it now. So
yeah.
That's pretty much been my legacy. And
well,
I'm happy about
great.
That.
Yeah, no, pretty much. She's so modest. That is a great legacy to have. And also, I think that Miranda was saying about the Mayor's Wellness Campaign and you walking out on Wednesday. So often, mayors don't want to get involved. They get voted in, and then for some reason, they don't think they have a commitment to the community.
Well, this is an interesting town. We have 800 year-round residents, and then we swell to 20,000 in the summer with our second homeowners. So it's a really small town, and everybody knows me. Everybody sees me just about every day throughout the town.
Yeah.
And people feel free to call me, come up and ask me questions and everything. So it's a different kind of thing. This was great to do this program this winter. It was such a crummy winter with the snow and the ice and everything. So this gave people something to look forward to on a Wednesday night to come out.
And, Mayor, we talked about the success of a program. You have to have a great leadership. We have a great leadership in you and the people that sponsored this event. They believed in the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, but I think they believed in you, and they wanted to be part of this because you endorsed it. So do you have anything to say to the sponsors that believed in you and wanted to endorse this?
We are so grateful to all of the sponsors because that was it. People jumped on immediately. I mean, Miranda is just an excellent recreation director, and she went out and talked to these people, and they immediately replied that they wanted to be a part of it.
Right.
We have a community hospital, Cape Regional Medical Center, that as soon as they heard about it, they wanted to be a part of it, and they sent us speakers just about every week, and,
awesome.
And it was great. We were every kind of topic that you could imagine, stress management, nutrition, exercise, wellness in general. We didn't want to do a weight loss program. We wanted to do a healthy wellness program, and that's exactly what we did.
And I'm the spokesperson for the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, and you're absolutely right. You know, people always do the weight loss or competing against another city to see who loses the most weight. But this program was a long, sustaining program so that it went for 10 weeks, and the hope is that it continues. So when they're no longer with this program, they take up some of the activities that they learned at the different facilities, and they continue to do it.
And I think that's exactly right. The things that people learned through this program, they'll be able to carry on. We definitely will do it again next year. We'll probably change up a couple things, but we definitely will do it again. And we're even talking, I've been talking to some of the people about maybe doing some kind of a walking club or something in the summertime.
Yes.
So I have to talk to Miranda about that and see where we can fit it into our recreation schedule. But
well,
I think it would be fun to do.
Well, I'm sure whatever you do is going to be successful. That's been your track record. And I think that when you have a person in charge and doing positive things, the community understands it, they respect it, and they keep having you come back and being the head lead on everything. And before we say so long to you, because I'm sure you have some things to do, when Sandy hit, how were you able to galvanize the troops in the community and Public Works Department?
We were actually very fortunate with the results of Sandy that we had a lot of flooding in town. We had tons of flooding in town, and we had several people who were forced out of their homes.
Yes.
But we did not have near the devastation that they had to the north of us. I mean, we were very fortunate. We were back and running within, most of us, within about a week. As I say, there were several families, maybe about five or six families, who had to leave their homes.
Okay.
They lost their first floor. A lot of our businesses in the main business district here lost their first floors also. But they were able to get them back up and running. So we were blessed. We were truly blessed with the way the storm came in north of us.
Well, I will tell you this. I've been down here, and I am going to come back. This is a great place to
Thank
be.
You.
The summer months are my month, so I plan to come back and be part of your scuba diving or your Miranda wants me to be part of the forgot the program. Surfing program with my daughter.
Great.
And you can see I'm reluctant to even say the word surfing, but my daughter wants to be part of it, so we'll come back down
Terrific.
And be part of that. And you continue to get the things done, and by you getting things done, the community is better for it. So thank you, Mayor, for stopping by on the show this evening.
And thank you so much for being here tonight. Everybody truly enjoyed it.
Well, I enjoyed it as well. Thank you very much. Well, that was the mayor, the Honorable Mayor Susan Walters, and she had a great time, and she looked pretty in her in her outfit today. She had a very magenta color, and it was sparkling, and she's been sparkling, and she's been a very great person to have running things down here at Stone Harbor. And with that said, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. Remember, we're not taking any calls today. I see that you want to be part of the show, but we're not taking any calls today, but you can listen to us as you're doing, and you can also send some tweets in, and I've been tweeting back. So remember, you have the caller number, which is 646-787-1680, if you want to listen, and you can always tweet at Joetta Olympian. So we're going to take a break, and when I come back, we'll have a council member with us live and in person from Stone Harbor, the Reeds at Shelter Haven.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. I will.
Good evening and welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We're live, and I said we're live from Stone Harbor, New Jersey, way South Jersey, and we have a great day. We were here with the Stone Harbor Mayor's Wellness Campaign, and they had a 10-week program starting on February 18th and ending on May 6th. Right now, they have been walking and adding everything up, and they walk and use pedometers, and they're trying to track their miles and where they are. Right now, they're in Ohio, and they have another week or so to get back to Stone Harbor, New Jersey. But until they get back, they're going to continue walking and tracking their steps and continue to exercise. And we have council member Judy Davies Dunhour. Judy Davies Dunhour. So,
right.
You know, that's a mouthful with all the D's, but she said I got it right. So she's here, and she's been very instrumental in organizing the campaign. She's a fitness guru, and she participated in the campaign with her husband. And they also sat through my speech in the front row, and I saw them nodding their heads and agreeing. So that's always good to have somebody in the front row that's agreeing and supporting with what you say. But as a council member, how important was this program, the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, to bring to Stone Harbor? And you're also a resident, so you are a year-round resident. So you're one of those 800 people, and then you're one of those 20,000 people in the summertime.
Yes.
So how instrumental, how important was it to have this program here in Stone Harbor?
It was so important. One of the things that we have here in the wintertime in Stone Harbor, it's almost like a sense of isolation. There are only, like you said, there's only like 800 of us. And when Miranda came to me with this idea to participate in the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, I was thrilled. And I thought, what a great thing to offer to our residents that are the small group of us that are here. And it would be reason to leave your house on a cold February night,
right,
type thing, too, just to have this, those of us that are here in the dead of winter, to become involved, know who's here, see each other weekly, and to start thinking, nice weather's around the corner, we want to feel good for it, and we want to be ready for it.
Right.
So it was very important, especially, like I said, the timing. Mid-February can be very stark here.
Yes, I can imagine. And when you talk about fitness and wellness and health, and I was speaking to the Honorable Mayor Suzanne Walters, and I said to her, so often people want to do weight loss programs and compete against one city and see who loses the most weight. And that's good, too. But this was a total wellness and health program. And that made a difference, because you could do yoga. You can go to some of these different facilities, that gyms that you had here, and do different programs. And that would all count. You are a fitness guru. So what makes you a fitness guru?
Well, it's kind of funny that you say the weight loss program and the competition, because in 1998, so what, 17 years ago, we did have that type of programs, Stone Harbor versus Avalon, and it was weight loss. And when Miranda came to me with this idea, it shows how I've evolved in my thinking, because I said to her, I do not want to do the weight loss thing, because it's not about weight loss. It's about overall wellness.
Right.
It's about being healthy. It's about cancer screenings. It's about... Not, we did something, know your numbers. It's about being aware. Are you in danger of diabetes?
Right.
What's your sugar? Those kind of things. And as you can see, as I got older, what matters more to me? What was a number that was so important to me? My weight in 1998. Now it's more about what's my cholesterol? What's my blood pressure?
Absolutely.
You know, what's my husband? You care more about the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
You care about the whole picture a lot more. And it's kind of interesting to see how I've evolved.
Right.
I've just always been, I mean, I liked listening to you because I've always been an athlete,
okay.
You know, and I always played basketball. When you mentioned Pat Summitt, I was like, yes. Because, you know, I'm thinking to myself, wow, what a wonderful school you went to, you know. And like you said, those women that were had those, you know, they were in charge and so on and so forth. So I've always had an interest. I've always taught aerobics, and now I'm a spinning instructor, and I taught body sculpting classes and those kind of things over the years. So now, though, I think more wellness. It's not about even what you look like.
Mm.
It's not about any of that. It's about what's going on inside of you.
Right.
Keep that healthy, what's inside. And then the outside will benefit, but it has to come from the inside first.
And that's what we talked about. I'm a four-time Olympian, but I'm not asking people to be Olympians, but be the champion of your life. And someone in the audience asked a question about, I'm getting older now, and I can't do some of the things that I used to do. And I said in 2000 when I retired, my body said no, and my mind said no. And so sometimes your body says yes, your mind says no. Sometimes your mind says yes, and your body says no. But you have to know your body. You have to be the champion of your life. So you're knowing your numbers. You're knowing your cholesterol, your diabetes numbers, and your heart rate and things. Those
right.
are numbers to know. But most importantly, don't compare yourself to anyone else. Be the best you that
right.
you can be. And you mentioned that you were able to do screenings and health screenings. And I think that you probably partnered with the Cape Regional Medical Center.
Yeah.
And
that was something that I said to Miranda, too. It's just important that also we don't just get people in to address our community that are what I call gym rats. We need true professionals that people are going to listen to them and
right.
they're going to really respect what they hear and respect the individual
right.
and the message being delivered.
Right.
And it's important that our speakers had credentials and backgrounds and, you know, so people could take away accurate information, and it could change their lives.
And when you talk about changing your lives, there are different stages. We had a woman talk about menopause, and you know, the men, none of the men talked about anything but prostate trait screenings, and those are so important as we get older. And this community that is an older community, but they're active.
Yeah.
And I had a woman that I spoke to, her name was Joan. She said she's lived here for 21 years, and she works out all the time. And she said, you know, she does 21 minutes or 25 minutes, but she enjoyed the program because it gave a social aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
as a council member, you must be proud that you signed off on this and agreed to be part of this program.
I would ask Miranda, how many people do we have? Because there was a period of pre-registration. It was about 3 weeks. And the numbers just kept coming in.
Yeah.
And it really exceeded our expectations.
Right.
And I was really, and we have to give kudos to Miranda because she got the word out there and she made sure. She even went and addressed groups to tell them in advance what it was going to be about, how it was going to be run, and so on and so forth. So the numbers just kept coming in. I was like, wow, our opening night. I was like, well, I was just really proud of the whole initiative. I've been proud of it from that opening night.
Okay. So as a council member, what do you want people to know about Stone Harbor, about what you're doing and your team is doing to make this a healthier place? I always say strong body, strong mind, that equals a strong future. But in this case, strong body, strong mind equals a strong community. So what do you want them to know about what you're doing as a council person and the great things that are happening in Stone Harbor?
Just
To some degree, it's like a Norman Rockwell little town. It's a strong sense of community, and I think people need to know that. Sometimes Stone Harbor gets this reputation as being this affluent, just summer vacation home.
Right.
But in the off season, there's a whole lot of us who have known each other a long time. We work together all winter long in many different volunteer aspects, like the fire company and things like that, the Women's Civic Club. There's all kinds of organizations, and that's the backbone of this community is these organizations. So all winter long, we're all together, and there's strength in numbers, and, you know, it's just that kind of a community. It's small-town America at its best here.
Right.
It really is.
Well, we talk about small-town America at its best, but I think that is something big going on here, and I think what you're doing here is going to get bigger and bigger every year. So I look forward to being a part of it. I look forward to seeing continued success. And right now, we said you're in Ohio. We got to get you back here to Stone Harbor.
We got to get back to Jersey.
Jersey
needs us.
So get to walking, get to exercising, and most importantly, get to supporting Stone Harbor and the activities that they're doing and the lifestyle. And the people here are wonderful. They're excited. And thank you for being a council member, making a difference in the community, because you are very needed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for coming all the way down here to the very tip of the southern New Jersey.
It is.
Yeah.
And as the show is
from
called...
From the big north.
And the show is called Check It In with Joanna, the show that's all about you. And if it's on your mind, then we're talking about... So this evening, we're talking about the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, and we're live from Stone Harbor Hotel, Stone Harbor, New Jersey, staying at the Reeds at the Shelter Haven. And thank you for stopping by here, Judy, and continued success.
Thank you, Joanna.
You're welcome. We'll be back after the break. Good evening, and welcome back to Checking In with Joanna, the show that's all about you. We are live, and I've been down at Stone Harbor all day, and I look forward to being here. It was a great day. Sun was out. I spoke to students over at the high school. We had a great conversation, and they enjoyed being out and asking me questions, but I told them I enjoy speaking to them. So often you hear about the negative things our kids are doing, and they were just so engaging, so exciting to have me there, and I think that they will be the future of this community and also America. So I'm down in Stone Harbor for the Mayor's Wellness Campaign. I was a keynote speaker. We were here all day, and this event started back in February 18th through May 6th. And we have another week to go. And as you heard from Miranda and the Honorable Mayor Suzanne Walters and Judy, who is a council member, they are in Ohio right now. But we have another week to work out, to do spin classes and yoga, and to walk and to get back to Jersey. They want to be Jersey strong, and specifically, we got to get back to Stone Harbor. And speaking about being in Stone Harbor, I am in a beautiful hotel. It's been here for about 3 years, and we have the general manager, John Daly, from the Reeds at Shelter Haven Hotel. And I tell you, I travel all over the world and stay in some of the best hotels, and this hotel is a pleasant hotel. You have the harbor. I have a great view from my room, and so I thank you for being the general manager and for giving me a nice room and for also supporting this event. So, John, welcome to Checking In with Joanna, the show that's all about you.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome, and I hope you enjoy your stay here in Stone Harbor.
Yes.
It is a wonderful community. It's almost a Sleepy Hollow that a lot of people really haven't discovered it yet as a tourist destination, and has a ways to go. Having spent the last 13 years in Cape May, you know, we watched the renaissance of that come back, and Stone Harbor is right in line to be able to do that again. So,
now, you're in the hotel business, and you look at, as you come here, you have some bed and baths, but you don't have a upscale, if you will, hotel here.
Well,
so what? How did you get this hotel on this corner?
This hotel was really the dream and a passion of two local residents that made a major investment in the area, and specifically to make the investment, they wanted to bring back and create an anchor store, if you want, in Stone Harbor that would really elevate the retail side of it and bring in a clientele of people that would support not only the season but both on the shoulder side of it, meaning in the early part of the spring and then later in the fall, to elongate the season rather than just being a typical, you know, 4th of July to Labor Day type of environment.
And I think it's been, what, 3 years now?
Well, it's not even three yet.
Oh.
It'll be three in June. So
okay.
June will be the anniversary, actually the third anniversary for the opening of the hotel.
Okay.
And it's magnificently appointed, as you've probably experienced by yourself.
I did.
And it is a it's really a warm, wonderful, welcoming experience. And what we try to do, obviously, is make this experience one that is most memorable. And I have a staff that just goes above and beyond, and they're willing to reach out and do whatever they have to do to make this make you feel really important.
And I think that that's a good word, an experience. You can go somewhere to just stay there, but you want to make this an experience. And I've only been here for about 8 hours now, and it has truly been an experience. From the minute I walked in, we ate at the restaurant, which we will talk about in a second. Everyone was very hospitable and helpful. A great location. The room was fantastic. The view was awesome. So, you know, again, I stayed at hotels all over the country, and this is one that it made you feel welcomed. From the minute you walked in, and sometimes you get one person that's good and then the other person isn't good. From the valet parking, from the guy that met me at the desk, from the people that were helping me set up to the restaurant earlier, everything has been top notch. And I had an opportunity to lie on the bed too. Nice bed, nice pillow. So I enjoy that. And everything looks good.
We make it hard for you to get up in the morning.
It will be hard to get up in the morning, but unfortunately I will have to get up, but I will be back. But before we can say so long to you, can you tell us a little bit more about why you got involved in the Mayor's Wellness Campaign and how important it was for you to provide these healthy meals to the people that were involved?
Well, you know, as part of the community and the welcoming side of this is that you really want to get behind the community and support their endeavors. And I said to you before, early going, coming from Cape May, you know, these things, they really start out rather small, mm-hmm. and then they gain the momentum and they take on a life of their own.
Yes.
And people really get behind that. And for us, being part of the community is essential to our long-term goals, and we will reach them. The mayor has been exceptional in helping us with, you know, the programs, and of course, the borough of Stone Harbor is wonderful to work with. So we're blessed, really, in that end of it. So it's easy for us to reach out and to become part of the community that way.
Well, if you don't mind, John, can you give us the website? Because there's a lot more here than just a room where you can speak and a bed for you to sleep. You have other activities that you do. You do host conventions and conferences and meeting rooms and weddings.
Well, weddings,
so
yeah.
Talk about what you do here.
Well, you know, the vista, you've already mentioned that, about the view outside and looking at the bay side of the hotel. It's magnificent, and it's cozy, and it's I will say one thing about the community, the borough of Stone Harbor, probably one of the safest communities that you'll be in anywhere up and down the Jersey Shore.
Right.
The wedding venues now, we probably will end up about 80, 85 weddings this year. So
wow.
It's magnificent.
Yes.
And that's to say that we really we don't do weddings in July and August simply because of the size of the operation and where we have to go. So to be able to accomplish that, it's been exceptional. Saks Restaurant, you've tasted the meals.
Yes.
It's wonderful. The chef here is a very talented chef, Chef Hamill. And we're getting ready to launch our, and you haven't experienced this yet, but our Waterstar Grill opens next week. You have
okay.
to come back and see that.
I do. I see it out my window. I see it getting, the floor's getting stained maybe.
Stained and
yeah.
cleaned up and ready to, you know, put all our furniture back out there again. And all we need is the warm weather, which is
coming.
Today was a
yeah.
flat out gorgeous day today. So what we're, you know, we're very excited and certainly very supportive of the Mayor's Wellness Campaign as well.
Well, thank you, John, for being part of it. And we're at the Reed at Shelter Haven in Stone Harbor, New Jersey. And if you know the website?
The website is www, obviously.
Yes.
The Reeds at Shelter Haven. The Reeds at ShelterHaven.com. It's very easy to find. If you Google hotels in Stone Harbor, will be the first one that comes up.
And remember, that's Reeds, R-E-E-D-S. And you can come down, you can make reservations to stay here for some of the summer months. The Recreation Department also talks about different programs that we're having, so you can come down, be part of the program, and stay at the hotel.
Well, one of the things that we're launching this year is an activity program where we're going to take advantage of our beautiful water basin outside,
yes.
And we'll have a lot of kayaking and paddle boarding and pedal boats. And so come back and see us and come down and make sure that you let me know you're here.
I would definitely do that. Thank you, John.
Bye. Thank you, John.
And also, I want you to make sure that you realize that Stone Harbor may sound like it's far, but it's not that far away. So I'd like you to stay tuned, and we have some more people that I want you to listen to. And remember, you're checking in with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We're live from Stone Harbor, New Jersey. Good evening, and welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We're live from the Stone Harbor, New Jersey, the Reeds Hotel at Shelter Haven, and we have two guests with us. They are married, Jim and Mantua Gallagher, and I thank them for taking time out of their day to be on the show this evening. I spoke, Madam Olympian, I spoke today in part of the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, and we had a great opportunity to speak to the kids as well, and they participated in the program. They moved here about 3 years ago, and I'm going to talk to them about why they became part of the program and how it helped their marriage, helped them healthy-wise, and what else it did for them being part of the Mayor's Wellness Campaign. So thank you, Jim and Mantua. Okay, Mantua.
Yes.
Thank you both for being part of the show and their residence. Where did you come in from?
Well, we are currently living on 101st Street, but we moved here from Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I know much about that area. I'm up in that neck of the woods, too.
I see.
Lehigh Valley area.
Sure.
But I'm a Jersey girl, true and true, and I have a hard time being there. But you're married, so the death do us part. So that's why I'm up in that neck of the woods. But thank you for taking time and being part of this Mayor's Wellness Campaign.
It was our pleasure.
What did you learn from the Mayor's Wellness Campaign?
Well, we had a lot of opportunities, not only to meet new people, mm-hmm. but also to try new aspects of healthy living.
Okay.
We were exposed to ten great lectures, but seven great gyms.
Okay.
And I, in particular, like to do those. I went to different gyms every week, and I tried their yoga class or their Zumba class or whatever,
yeah.
just so that I could try to see what was different at different locations. I do a lot of it on my own.
Yes.
I do a lot of exercise every day, but I just thought I would experiment. And I did see some really interesting classes and some that I'd like to pursue.
And I'm going to step in here. She looks good, people. So she's not just saying she's working out, right? Her husband's over there smiling. He's like, yeah, she's working out. So did you learn anything from it as well? Oh,
I did, Joette. As a former educator, I really enjoyed the lectures.
Okay.
And I think one of the important things I got out of the lectures was that as a senior citizen, it's really important that we keep active. We're at an age now where osteoarthritis is a problem. What I did 20 years ago, playing in pickup basketball games, running,
yeah.
I no longer can handle that,
yeah.
That activity. So So we found out that there were activities that we both enjoy that are available here in the community, and we're looking forward to participating in those activities.
Jim and I both had high stress jobs. We're retired, and that's why we're down here. I was a county commissioner in Pennsylvania, in Schuylkill County, for 8 years. Before that, I was a teacher of Spanish and English for 31 years.
Okay.
Jim was a school district superintendent,
preceded
by being a principal and an assistant principal. So we had high-stress jobs, but in addition to that, we had no time to exercise together. We stole minutes to be able to exercise on our own, but doing it together was never a possibility.
Yes.
So having this opportunity to be able to do activities together is what retirement is all about.
And I think that I'm going to go back just a little bit about education,
mm-hmm.
being that you both were in education,
mm-hmm.
superintendents and principals and two languages and commissioners. I think that it's important that you realize that you're doing this now, but through my foundation, we go into school districts and we try and get the youth to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a daunting task sometimes to have the districts understand that you need to have these programs in so they can be healthier and make it a lifestyle as they go through as adults. So as you transition from full court basketball now to maybe not being able to do it but working out with your wife, that's important. And you just, as I said in the speech today, strong body, strong mind, that equals a strong future. But here, strong body, strong mind equals a strong community. And in this case, strong body, strong mind equals a strong marriage. So I think that this program has given a lot of people new outlooks on life and new programs to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
And as you transition together, I think you can be healthy together, and that's important.
Sure.
In closing, if there's something that you can say to people listening about the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, about Stone Harbor, and about the socialization aspect, what would that be? I can do both of you. You can go first, and then Jim, you can be.
Okay. I think that for me, the socialization aspect has really been important because we came here as strangers to Stone Harbor. We visited here for 40 years. We brought our son down here, and he was vacationing with us when he was just a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
So we found comfort in a place that we felt very relaxed in.
Okay.
So that's why we decided to come here. But we didn't know a lot of people. Doing these programs and these exercises made me meet people. And just this afternoon, I had lunch with my Zumba group, new Zumba group.
Yeah.
So we had a good time there, and it has opened my horizons in that respect.
And you will continue after you get back to New Jersey, because you're in Ohio right now, so you got to make it back to Jersey. So you will
We're
continue.
We're definitely going to be in Jersey.
And then
I think this program really reaffirms for both Mantura and me that we made the right decision in locating here in Stone Harbor. For the community, the borough, the mayor, the council members, to really get supportive and offer us a program like this, we're really pleased that we made the decision to locate here in Stone Harbor.
I know you wanted to say something to Joetta about your experience of being a principal and her father.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I really admired your father. He was a dedicated administrator, one who was really well-respected and admired, not only by me, but nationally.
Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. As I mentioned in my speech, I had two great parents who did the best they could and made sure that their kids had a great opportunity. So being in education, I know you understand it, and people didn't understand him, but that was needed in his district. Different districts mm-hmm. need different things, but for where he was, that was definitely needed, and I appreciate you thanking me for my father, but he's down in Florida now. And,
good for him.
Absolutely.
Well earned.
Absolutely. So thank you very much for being part of the show.
Our pleasure.
And come back next year to make sure that you're part of the Mayor's Wellness Campaign.
We certainly will. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. We are at the Reeves Hotel at Shelton Haven, and we're doing a very great job having everyone come in and talk to us. We've had mayors, councilwomen, recreation leaders, and now we have people from the community. So we're going to have them come up next. So continue to listen, and we'll be back after the break.
After that, come back. Yeah. Well, great. I can bring them in. Okay. All right.
Welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We are still live down in Stone Harbor having a great time. I have two people that were part of the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, and they are a mother and son, and they are residents of Stone Harbor, Angelo and Kay.
Caracciola.
Caracciola. So thank you and welcome to the show. I'm going to have Mom speak. Mom, what did you learn from being part of Mayor's Wellness Campaign and this fitness program that we have here?
Yes, I learned that even at my age, I can still walk and do some exercise and keep myself fit.
And that's so important. I don't know how old she is, but she's looking really good. So I'm glad that she was able to come out to the show, and her son is here as well. Angelo, did you walk with your mother and walk out with Mom?
Yes, I did. And it's funny, I thought that I wouldn't have time because I'm very busy with work all the time.
Yeah.
And I found through the program you can make time, and working with my mother, we sort of fed off of each other. So I'd make sure that she got up, and she'd make sure that I did it.
And I talked earlier about how important it is to work out together. And so in doing that, you guys fed off each other, and you were able to work and almost complete the program. It'll be done on May 6th. So when it's done, you're not going to be done, are you?
No, we're not. We're going to continue, hopefully for a good while.
Absolutely.
That's the one thing I did learn, that there is time in order to get out and try to make yourself more fit and healthier.
And we talked earlier, you don't have to have an hour. It could be 15 minutes. It could be 20 minutes. And in your case, you did it together. And in doing it together, the family, mom and son, got stronger, but the community was made better for that. So I thank you for being part of the show this evening, checking in with Joetta, the show is all about you, and also being part of Mayor's Wellness Campaign. And get back to Jersey. We need you back in Jersey. We have you in Ohio right now. So keep walking and get back home.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're live with Checking In with Joetta, and we have a couple more people that we want to speak to. So after this break, you have more people. Welcome back to Checking In with Joetta. The show is all about you. Time really flies when you're having fun. And I have Bessie
Markle, like Sparkle.
Oh. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bessie Markle, like Sparkle, and she is sparkling. She is a registered dietitian, and she was a speaker for the third week here. She has her own business called the Sunshine Wellness Institute of Stone Harbor. She's a resident of Stone Harbor and a mother of three, and she's trying to get me to do some yoga. So, Bessie, can you tell me about your involvement with the Mayor's Wellness Campaign in the short time that we have left?
Sure. I spoke to the group for nutrition, and my topic was realistic nutrition, and it was an awesome experience. Overall, I was part of the wellness campaign, so I participated in it and was tracking some steps and just becoming part of the community a lot more. But as well, more importantly in my mind, was just to be able to help the group. So I, like I said, I talked about realistic nutrition and gave lots of meal plans, snack plans, just lots of ideas for people to implement that would be easy in their life. And a lot of people have taken me up on my free consultation, so I've had just met a lot of new people and clients, and I feel like making a difference.
And Bessie, I hate to do this to you. I'm going to have you back on my show where you're just you and I talking about what you do, and I will definitely do that. But before we go, can you give us the website so that you can have contact?
Sure. My website is realisticnutrition.com, and I talk to people all over the country. So I have lots of clients all over, and I can do meal planning, and I have detox programs and a lot of nutrition consulting. So more than happy to help.
And, Bessie, we will have you back on the show shortly, but right now we're running out of time. We have so many great people,
yeah.
And you were one of them, but I will have you back on my show,
okay.
So don't go away.
Okay.
Thank you. The next guest that we have are people that live in Stone Harbor. They're Patricia and Anthony Bellotta, and they were also members of the Mayor's Wellness Campaign participants. So we hate to rush through like this, but you were so patiently waiting in the audience, so I've got to find out what you liked about being part of the Mayor's Wellness Campaign in the 40 seconds that we have left.
It was very informative, nutrition-wise, health-wise, socially. It's something to look forward to, you know, every week. It was very good. Excellent.
Now, did you work out together and do these programs together?
We
as
did
husband
a few
and wife?
Together. Okay. I did a lot on my own, but he did some on his own.
Okay.
And some together. Yes.
It's easy. And, you know, but I always say, you know, I tell people when they work out together, it makes a strong family. So even if it's not every day,
right.
It could be summertime, and that's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
The Mayor's Wellness Campaign was the first time that we did it here. And so with that being said, we're going to have to come back next year and do it again. Will you be part of the show then?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yes.
Well, that's been it. We've been live from the Stone Harbor Hotel at Shelter Haven, and we have to stay so long, but I want you to know it doesn't matter what road you take, but what matters most is what you become along the journey. Thank you for taking the journey along with me this evening here from the Stone Harbor Hotel.